What God Expects From Us. December 3, 1900. Typed. Many need instruction as to the way in which they should appear in the presence of the one they expect to meet when they assemble before him on the Sabbath. Those who come before God on the Sabbath should have a special Sabbath suit to be worn when attending religious service in his house. They are not to enter the presence of God in the common clothes which they have worn all the week. Parents should be particular to make the worship of God an object lesson to their children. Texts of Scripture should be more often on their lips, especially those that prepare the heart for religious service. The precious words might well be often repeated, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." Psalm 62, verse 5. We are very anxious for the success of the work and cause of God. Let us remember that the very first victories are to be won in the home life. During the week, let the spirit be kept free from all irritation. Let parents remember that their home is to be a school in which their children are to be prepared for the courts above. Let their words be right words. No word which their children should not hear should escape their lips. Parents, during the week, live as in the sight of a holy God who has given you children that you may train them for Him. Train for Him the little church in your home, that when the Sabbath comes, they may be prepared to worship in the Lord's sanctuary. Each morning and evening, present your children to God as His blood-bought heritage. Teach them that their highest duty and privilege is to love and serve God. Teach them that in Him they live and move and have their being. Let the prayer at the commencement of the Sabbath be a prayer of consecration and devotion. The Bible is the textbook parents are to use in the education of their children. Parents, give your children, line upon line, precept upon precept, the instruction contained in God's holy word. This is the work you pledged yourself to do when you were baptized. Let nothing of a worldly character keep you from doing this work. Do all in your power to save the souls of your children, whether they are bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh, or whether they have been received into your family by adoption. As those that must give an account to God, watch for the souls of the children under your guardianship, for they are the Lord's property. The baptismal vows which we take embrace much. After we have been buried with Christ in baptism, we are to live no longer a careless, indifferent life. We have made a covenant with God. We have died to the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we have been buried in the likeness of Christ's death and raised in the likeness of His resurrection, and we are to live a new life. Our life is to be bound up with the life of Christ. The Apostle says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Set your affections on things above, not on things in the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. Colossians 3, verse 1-4. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, if any man have a quarrel against any. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. verses 12 to 17. This is the work to be done in every family. Parents, your neglect to do this work will be revealed in the characters of your children and in your own relation to the church. You have pledged yourself to fulfill your obligations to your children, and the fact that you have been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is an assurance that these powers will help you in every emergency, if you will claim their help. The Lord will hear and answer the prayers of His sincere followers, who wear Christ's yoke and learn in His school His meekness and lowliness of heart. The obligations in the spiritual agreement entered into at baptism are mutual. As human beings act their part with wholehearted obedience, they have a right to pray. Let it be known, Lord, that Thou art God in Israel. 1 Kings 18, verse 36. There are in our churches God's many and Lord's many. With many, self is the mainspring of action. But self is to be hidden in Christ. It is not our work to scheme and devise to magnify self. We are to walk humbly with God, constantly submitting to His will, working as His hand to dispense His gifts. God will recognize no other attitude. All He asks us to do is to place ourselves under His control. The result of His working will be seen in our lives. We shall be one with Christ. All our whims and devisings for self will be given up. Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 20. When we fully understand and live these words, our opposition to God's purpose will be as the chaff of the summer threshing floor. God is waiting to do His will in and through us, waiting for us to recognize His ownership. Let not the people of God, by their attitude, give the impression that the Lord has proved unfaithful, that He no longer manifests His power in behalf of His servants. The language of every consecrated soul will be, "Let it be known that Thou art God in Israel, and that I am Thy servant." 1 Kings 18, verse 36. The heavenly angels are waiting for us to raise our experience to the level of heaven's design. This can only be done by a most thorough renovation. The hearts of God's people must be cleansed from all that is corrupt and selfish. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will unite with those who wear Christ's yoke. This will give them efficiency and power for their work. When God sees that we are emptied of self, He will send His Spirit to mold and fashion us after the similitude of a palace. God calls upon those who claim to believe the truth to reach a higher standard. Parents and children need to feel the convicting power of God's Spirit. Then we shall see in our churches an awakening that God will be pleased to recognize.